In 2001, the Utah legislature passed a law making it a felony to knowingly expose a child to a controlled substance or drug paraphernalia. Elizabeth Solis with Utah Department of Human Services says the law came in response to heavy manufacturing of meth at that time.
People were exposed to the methamphetamine either because they lived near it, they were living in the same household where it was being manufactured, or else children would have it within their reach. So it was a safety issue.
The law does not say anything about babies in utero, but has been used before in Utah to prosecute pregnant mothers, though not often. Solis says the preference is to make sure that mothers get treatment, not punishment.
Our concern with charging people who are pregnant with any charges specific to substance abuse is that they won't go in and get the proper medical treatment.
Lynn Martinez has been an information specialist for a pregnancy risk hotline in Utah for 30 years. She says when pregnant women are prosecuted for drug use, she encounters a lot of fear.
You know, they'll call and say, I haven't told anybody. I'm afraid to tell anybody. I'm afraid to go in for treatment. I'm afraid. So we spend a lot of time trying to kind of talk people down and talk people into treatment and talk people into getting the care that they need, because now they're scared. They're talking about not getting care, and that makes us very nervous, because that actually increases the risk to the baby.
Martinez says pregnant women with questions about the effects of substances on their babies or treatment options can call the anonymous mother-to-baby hotline at 800-822-BABY. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.